This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right. One of Trump's top secretaries of labor, Alexander Acosta, is doing a press conference because the whole media has made it about him and Jeffrey Epstein. It's not Bill Clinton on the airplane. It's not, no, it's him. So, okay, whatever. I don't know if he's guilty or not, but this is supposedly already adjudicated. It's all the new stuff that Epstein should be in trouble for and Bill Clinton. Coming up next segment, I'll play some of the questions that are ongoing live, and Mike Adams takes over. But going back to famous constitutional civil rights and criminal defense lawyer here, Norm Pattis of Connecticut, shifting gears out of our case, my case. What do you make, because I called you this morning, or you called me this morning, and then I called you back and I said, oh, by the way, have you seen where Facebook issues new policy saying it's acceptable to post death threats? And then they say, well, if someone's been named as bad, you can organize their murder. Facebook then reversed it. It's on Infowars.com with no comment. That's in their main terms of service. What do you think that means?
It's absolutely chilling. First, we've got a giant secret algorithm determining what we can and can't listen to or hear or see. Now we've got a giant algorithm determining who or what we can and should be encouraged to destroy. Facebook is behaving as the big other. And the notion that it can direct hatred toward others in the name of eliminating hatred is unconscionable. It should be a neutral communications platform. It's not. We need to challenge it with litigation. We need to challenge it with legislation. Facebook is not in control of the country, or maybe it is, but I always thought we the people were the people who did the Constitution, not Facebook.
Well, that was beautifully said, because I've been struggling since I learned about this yesterday with Paul to try, like, is it a fatwa? They're organizing people to kill us. They're demonizing us, saying they're convicting me outside of court and saying I deserve to die. I mean, this is so crazy.
No mob as dangerous as a self-righteous mob. And when we give people the power to control speech, at least when it's governed by the First Amendment, it's supposed to be content neutral to protect minorities, to protect people with unpopular views, to protect people outside the mainstream. Facebook is a private company, lives a privileged life. It can't be sued for the content it hosts under the Communications Decency Act. But now, apparently, the communications it hosts are somewhat criminal in content. And I think Facebook needs to lose its immunity.
I totally agree, because I'm not a lawyer, but here it is, Section 230, they get immunity. They're now making judgments saying you can only talk about Alex Jones if it's negative, and you can say killing. They're now direct. They're not just being neutral. They're being positive. They're directing.
It's an outrage. And, you know, I've been away and out of the office trying to avoid the law for a few weeks. Hearing about this from you this morning was the first I heard about it. I need to look into it. If you're right, and they made affirmative statements encouraging or enticing others to cause you harm, they should be prosecuted criminally, period. That's what the criminal law is for. We are free to speak freely about one another and to detest one another for our ideas and the positions we take. We are not free to solicit the murder of others. We are not free to solicit gratuitous and random acts of violence based on politics. To declare that a hated source of speech can be hated to the point of physical violence is to make a mockery of the rule of law. Facebook is behaving like a behemoth that needs to be destroyed.
Absolutely. If I was Facebook, I'd say destroy me. And that's the key point. They're always saying we want violence, we want to end speech, we're oppressing people. I'm a classical liberal like you are. And then they're the ones doing everything they say we're doing.
Normalization of craziness going on. I'm watching the Democratic candidates, and they're all deciding which, you know, they're all trying to normalize us to reparations. You know, Kamala Harris is saying we need to give housing allowances to people of color. You know, I mean, what's that all about? I'm not going to pay a race-based tax. I'm not going to be penalized for my speech. The government is supposed to be a neutral regulator of competing values and competing interests. When it embraces one to the exclusion of the rights of others, it becomes tyrannical. And that's where lawyers play a role of going into courts and fighting for justice. Whether you get justice or not, that's an open question. You know, Clarence Darrow once said there is no justice in or out of court. I think he's right. I think the fight is all there is. And the fight, unfortunately, is all we have left. That's why I'm so proud to represent you. I mean, you're out there every day pitching your fight. Your viewers are supporting you. I'm privileged enough to represent you, and I'll defend your right to speak and your listeners' rights to to hear you. But, you know, these are real fights, and they go on every day. And when you see this crap with Facebook, it makes you realize they may have potential life and death consequences.
That's right. It just shows you things are out of control. Norm Pattiz, thank you so much. God bless. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
U.S. News and World Report. Court to review sanctions against InfoWars host Alex Jones. Connecticut Supreme Court has agreed to consider whether a judge properly sanctioned conspiracy theorist Alex Jones for remarks he made about a lawyer, but I didn't make it about the lawyer, for the families of the children killed in 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting. Associated Press. Boy, they don't like that. Super rare to have an appeal before a case starts. They are really panicking because that judge went way too far. I just learned that someone had planted child porn in our emails, hidden codes. And then they subpoenaed him, and they were going to put it in the news. And I blew up at him and said, not the lawyers, but I said, whoever did this, there's a reward. I'm going to get your ass. Put your head on a pipe. And then they turned it into that I was threatening the lawyers. What? Incredible, man. Incredible. Mike Adams is taking over very, very soon. Tommy Robinson's probably already gone to bed by now. He's got three young children, a great wife. I know him behind the scenes, and he's facing 2 to 3 years in solitary confinement. No judge in America would ever do this. No jury would do this, but they've gotten rid of juries for people like Tommy outside of law. Without a jury trial, he's facing prison. That's just insane. But I thank Matt Drudge, the public, and everybody that spread those articles, and hopefully the president will consider some type of diplomatic solution, because we bring people here from Cuba or North Korea or China who are being persecuted for their speech, journalists. That's a real asylum seeker, not people here with an anchor baby or whatever. This is a hero that exposed giant child kidnapping rings that are all confirmed. Hundreds of trials, thousands of convictions. He did it. He was domino number one, instead of being carried on the people's shoulders. Yeah, I talked to Tommy before he went on Tucker Carlson. He'd been out of jail 2 days. He lost almost 40 pounds. He's not a big guy. And after, he'd been in jail a year before for trying to take kids away from child kidnappers. You just saw it going on. Little kids crying for mommy. Muslims put them in cars. He beat their ass. You've seen all the footage of him fighting people. This is going on everywhere. And he was completely out of it when I talked to him. Imagine the U.S. troops that have been like North Korea and North Vietnam for 5 years in solitary confinement. They're like, don't even know who they are. Well, he'd been there 3 months. Lost almost 40 pounds. No food. The Muslims putting their butts up to the opening just all day, just pooping on him. The guards laughing, the liberal guards. He was just out of, he was just like, I don't know if I can come on, Alex. He went on Tucker. Remember, he was like all spaced out on Tucker. He's a smart, well-spoken guy. But that's what that does to your spirit, being a Muslim toilet in the UK. See, it was all a ritual to take a patriot like him and turn him into a toilet, try to break his spirit. And now they want to shove him right back in the oven again. It pisses me off. I physically feel it like I'm being attacked, because I am. They want to do that to me. They want to do that to you. I'm going to tell them something right now. Just like Facebook went so far as to say, we're going to tell people to kill conservatives. They said, you're allowed to kill conservatives. And they had to pull it because we exposed it, but they're testing. They're probing. Here's some of Alexander Acosta's ongoing press conference. Let's see what's happening.
Yes, Ben Penn from Bloomberg Law. You know, in light of the attention this week on your handling of, back in 2008, victims of sex trafficking, I wanted to ask about your role today as a Secretary of Labor. You have oversight through the Wage and Hour Division of certifying visas for victims of human trafficking, including sex trafficking. And just last week, your Wage and Hour Division issued a new policy that would essentially allow the agency, it's being criticized by a lot of people I talked to, for allowing the agency to completely remove itself or to virtually remove itself from continuing to certify these visas by referring them to other agencies. How can you defend? What is the purpose of that?
This is exactly where I thought it was going. We're being hit with a six-fold increase in illegal aliens coming across. One-third of the children aren't with their family. They genetically test them. We're collapsing. And then they're like, oh, you're not giving enough services and certification to sex slaves when it's the Border Patrol that's doing it and trying to find out who's who. And the media says, don't stop them, don't check them, don't question. And the Senate report admits that Trump's policy is saving all these people. And it was Obama saying, let them through, even when they were being given to sex traffickers. I mean, the first question is, oh, you're connected to Epstein. You only sent him to jail for a year. So you're involved in what we're doing as Democrats. I mean, these people are sick. And Google and Facebook are busy protecting the Clintons, protecting Democrats, and expunging their names out of Google, Facebook, Twitter. And then the Secretary of Labor, I don't know if he's guilty or innocent, but they're just immediately saying he is going to hurt children that are being brought in here illegally. Let's go back to it.
That is not what it does. Our wage and hour administrator, after she was confirmed, came in and she reviewed the policies. And she put in place a requirement that a criminal prosecutor be consulted any time one of these issues is brought to the division's attention. And that seems very reasonable. Don't we want criminal prosecutors to be consulted?
Yeah, hit pause and back this up. Oh, I forgot this part, too. Yeah. Trump changed the policy where criminal prosecutors have to look at people caught smuggling kids. Criminal prosecutors look at people caught with kids that aren't theirs coming across the border. Again. If Trump was involved in trafficking kids, I would wage war on him. He's not. It's the Clintons. It's Obama. It's all their people. And we know that. And then Trump sits there and lets all the censorship go on and Facebook come out and say it's going to start letting users create groups to kill me and kill you. But see, Trump's 73. He's from when the country was freer. They just don't even know what's going on. And I know folks that are having dinner with Brad Parscales three times. People are having dinner with Trump. And Trump literally asked him, well, how do they shadow ban? How's that work? I've talked to 10 people in the last week that have had dinner or meetings with Trump. And they say, no, he seems real nice. But he's like, yeah, they're lying about me on North Korea. I want peace. Or boy, he means well. But man, he has no idea how much evil he's up against. He just has no idea. And I get it. I can't believe how evil it is. I don't even know how you deal with it. So, do you hear this? Bloomberg here. You've got federal prosecutors talking to people caught smuggling kids across. What do you say for yourself, Acosta? Let's go back to it.
To the division's attention. And that seems very reasonable. Don't we want criminal prosecutors to be consulted whenever someone says that they are a victim of trafficking?
No, that's evil.
And that prosecutor will be consulted. And even if that prosecutor says this is not a case that we are going forward with.
I'm sorry, hit pause again. There's sometimes one question that's a Rosetta Stone. This is the first question that was asked like 20 minutes ago. We paused it. How dare you get your agency out of the involvement, because Obama had it where there was no law enforcement involved, and they just let everybody in, and now you have people being arrested. How dare you hurt the children by arresting the pedophiles? I mean, you can't. That's what I'm saying. It's insane. It's insane. They're in concentration camps. They're in cages. What? They're trying to get in here by the hundreds of thousands. We have no God knows who they are. Masses of them are kidnapped children. Trump tries to find out who they are. And now this guy, he's the bad man. Here, let's continue.
He's on the facts. So that is a mischaracterization of her decision and her policy. Yes.
Could you go into a bit more detail about where and how you exactly negotiated this deal? Did you meet with Epstein's attorney alone at a Marriott hotel?
So, you know, I've read this.
Let's hit pause again. We're going to come back with this. Back it up. So remember, Bill Clinton's on the plane now. It's like 100 times. And there's little kids on there. This guy has nothing to do with it. The Democrats are going to let him off. They get some prosecution. I'm not even defending it. The guy deserved death penalty. And now it's another reporter. Tell us about how you protected him for Trump 10 years ago or 12 years ago. Again, all the media protecting the pedophiles. Google blocking it. Wikipedia blocking it. What a sick group of scum.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Yeah, here's our new single record from Highway to Two album,
Silver Stallion.
Silver Stallion.
Mike Adams of NationalNews.com, loaded for bear. He's taking over here. Next segment.
I'm gonna steal me.
So I've been reading about Alexander Acosta for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years that Trump ran because Trump had him involved in the campaign, and then he put him in as head of the Department of Labor. And I'm neutral, so I'm just watching, I'm looking. And it's like, how dare the Border Patrol and Justice Department have prosecutors under your recommendation stopping child trafficking, you pedophile. I mean, this is crazy town. And the next person jumps up. So let's play a few more of these questions, and we'll go to Mike Adams. Here it is.
Go into a bit more detail about where and how you exactly negotiated this deal. Did you meet with Epstein's attorney alone at a Marriott hotel?
So, you know, I've read this, and one of the things I find interesting is how facts become facts because they're in a newspaper as opposed to the record. I found out the details of that meeting because I scratched my own head about it, and I provided you a timeline in a letter of the negotiations that make it very clear that this was negotiated by career prosecutors. I'm going to answer your question. The meeting that was alleged was a breakfast meeting that took place after the agreement was negotiated, not before. The agreement was signed in September. After the agreement was negotiated, one of Epstein's attorneys asked for a hearing. I was giving a speech. I was staying at a hotel. I agreed to have a brief meeting, I believe at 7 a.m. Rather than open the office, I spoke with that attorney. And then I referred that attorney to the career prosecutors. Nothing changed in that agreement. They continued to litigate the matter. They continued to appeal the matter to Washington. And nothing changed with one exception. There was an addendum that made clear that Epstein had to pay for any attorney that a victim, that represented a victim in the cases against
pause. Epstein. You're seeing the mastery here of the corporate whores, though, where they turn Epstein and the Clintons and all this around onto somebody else. Whereas, let's say this guy's a horrible demon that helped cover it up and barely got him a prison sentence. Why is it him? Why is a little self-righteous woman, she's shaking her big 5 foot long hair and all, I'm on TV, I'm beautiful. And then she's sitting there defending the Clintons, defending all of it. It's just sick. It's sick. Let's continue.
Against Epstein. And so, yes, I met with opposing counsel. It was a breakfast meeting because I was staying at the hotel.
Hey, pause again.
After.
Did you hear this? The government met with the defense's lawyers. I've never heard of this before. That's like a piece of beef being between two hamburger buns or a hot dog. It's the way they operate. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of kids are getting taken across a year. A bunch of them are coming up missing. Trump's got tenfold bust of pedophiles going on. And the media is going to successfully turn this into Trump's a pedophile. They've already done it. There's no connection to Epstein. It's all the Democrats. But everyone grovels to them and goes, oh, they have a press conference. Oh, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm so sorry. Just never ending. Here, let's go back to it.
Not part of the negotiations, but it was after the agreement had been negotiated. And that can be confirmed simply by looking at the date on the agreement and the date on the meeting.
Now, is that a good idea to do that?
So, number one, the agreement had already been locked in place, so the agreement wasn't going to change. Before that agreement, You know, I was very careful to not negotiate this. Our career attorneys negotiated the agreement. Secondly, I'd point out, we live in a city where people have breakfast meetings all the time. You don't open an office at 7 o'clock in the morning just to have a meeting. You have it over breakfast.
Yeah. Hey, pause on that. I don't want to just agree with this guy, but when I'm out on the road, people know where I'm at. I mean, I'll have like 10 five-minute, 10-minute meetings while I'm at breakfast, and people just come up to the table. I'll be at Trump Tower or whatever eating breakfast, like, meeting, 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 meeting. The idea that you have a meeting with somebody now makes you a criminal. Let's continue.
Standard for a non-prosecution agreement to include a secret.
Let me do this. I had called Ian. I'll come back to you.
Don't the young girls?
I wanted to give Ian.
Oh, don't the young girls that Bill Clinton raped? Don't they? You
Thank
raped
you,
them. You did not. Bill.
You mentioned
He's
several
good.
Times that you and the prosecutors in your office weren't sure that you could secure a win.
Here, back this up.
In this case,
I love how these Democrats won't do a damn thing about child trafficking. All these newspapers say I'm a conspiracy theorist because I say the deep state is using kidnapped children to compromise people, not just young women. I mean, they are raping little kids. They're killing them. Snuff films. It's all come out in the NXIVM trial. And boy, these holy and righteous Democrats, though, they get up there like, yeah, you these young girls deserve it. I mean, it is ridiculous. The holier-than-thou crap from these people. You covered up the WMDs. You covered up the open borders. You covered up the child smuggling. You covered up the opium epidemic. You covered up the ethanol scams. Trump's trying to fight all that. People tell me, they go, Alex, you're so corrupt and evil. I have to go to the New York Times to make up lies about you because I have to atone for how we helped get Trump elected. I've had a former employee tell me this. I have to make up lies because you're bad. You got Trump. It's like these women that say Kavanaugh rapes, and they go, well, I made it up, but he's bad. I mean, he's Kavanaugh. He deserves to be told that he raped me. It's not true. But I'm a good person because Kavanaugh raped me. I talk to people, I go, you know I never did that. And they go, but it doesn't matter. Trump's bad. I go, you're in a cult. They go, I'm going to get you. The New York Times told me I was a good person. I mean, they want to be, it's demonic. They want to be patted by the New York Times. Goes, you're a good person. Mike Adams has taken over. Will Johnson's hosting, came into town, do a great job, while Owen Schroyer's up at the Trump event covering all that in D.C. And I'm sure they'll play more of this because this is unbelievable. I mean, this is just like, how dare you have prosecutors investigate pedophiles? How dare you stop kids being smuggled across the border? You know, how dare you? How dare you? But we have a 34-hour special broadcast that launches at 8 a.m. tomorrow. It's the 1776 worldwide transmission. I barely plugged it. I dropped the ball. Please tell your email. Please tell your text messages that say get across and get over the censors. Please tell your Facebook, your Twitter, your YouTube. Just don't say Alex Jones. Just say 1776 special broadcast, forbidden information, and get it out there and let the globalists know you're not going to be stopped. And separately, we have the 1776 worldwide special. All the T-shirts, all the books, all the films, a bunch of our best-selling supplements are $17.76. Everything else is 75 to 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and we can do so much thanks to your support. But I'm telling you, what you see us doing on the surface is important, and it's me. But a lot of the folks you see out there, in fact, most of the names you see, that's the real reason, and they already know this, so I'm just going to tell you. A lot of the top people you see, I put hundreds of thousands of dollars in of your money. With no strings. I just go here, attack the enemy. So they know we're kind of a mothership going around giving armament to everybody and ammo. We like fly up to the fire bases and just weapons dump out politically. We fly to the next site. We're like a big aircraft carrier. We need your funding. We need your prayers. InfoWarsStore.com. Just a few years from now, I'll tell you all about it. It's pretty cool. We really are kicking ass. I'm proud of Texas. want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned, and you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds. I need gas. I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable. We're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we've got some hard-hitting stories coming up here. Thanks for joining me. Mike Adams from National News filling in for the last segment, last couple of segments here on the InfoWars Alex Jones Show. Just a quick notice, going to bring you a story about California's nuclear power plants being built on or near the San Andreas fault line, with an analysis of why that could unleash a Fukushima-style catastrophe that could render Southern California uninhabitable for 300 years, at least uninhabitable by humans. So that's coming up. Also, Google exposing itself as pro-pedophilia, pro-child abuse, by opposing sex trafficking laws that would protect children. I'll give you a quick analysis of that situation as well. But you see, we are seeing the tech giants now collapse into terrorism, racketeering, child trafficking cover-ups, every insane thing that you can imagine. And commenting on what you heard earlier in today's show with Facebook essentially endorsing calls for extreme violence and murder against Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones and Laura Loomer and others, we have now seen Facebook become an admitted terrorist organization. This is happening at the same time that Twitter is protecting Antifa, a domestic terrorism group that uses violence to achieve its desired outcomes. Google is protecting Antifa, another radical left-wing terrorist, and now Google is protecting child sex trafficking. While Democrat operatives are being arrested and indicted for child trafficking, child prostitution, and, what do you say, grooming these young children, you know, extreme pedophilia, not even to mention the cultural assault on our children with the transgender indoctrination. And all that the mainstream media can do is say, Trump is bad, orange man bad, that's it. The media refuses to cover any of these critical stories about what's really happening in our world. They absolutely refuse to cover it. The media has become nothing but a radical left-wing smear machine, propaganda machine, lying machine. And this is why today I repeat my call for President Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act. And in my opinion, he should unleash military police to occupy Facebook, Google, Twitter, YouTube, and the others and arrest their CEOs for their criminal racketeering, their criminal terrorism, their complicity in child sex trafficking, which, of course, is one of the reasons why Democrats want to keep the border open so they can continue to funnel human cargo, you know, underage girls and boys to big Democrat donors. And this whole house of cards is about to collapse. It's all coming down. And it's probably going to lead to civil war in America. I think that the radical left knows that that's coming. That's why they have this desperation, this acceleration of their insanity and their calls for censorship and their calls for just silencing and deplatforming everything that they don't like. And civil war is the likely result of all of this. And I want to bring your attention to a video. Search for this, guys. It's called Civil War II in America, Who Would Win? By John Mark. It's currently on YouTube. It has about 1 million views. Now, as a disclaimer, I don't know who John Mark is. But this analysis by John Mark is spot on. It's right on the money. This video is fantastic. You need to watch this video. In this video, John Mark, again, who I don't know, but this is a great analysis that he's done. But John Mark has quoted a person who says he was part of a red team operations analysis group working for the United States government, looking at what would happen in an actual civil war scenario if it were to break out in the United States. And what he points out in this video actually confirms what we've seen before in some other analyses by former special forces and so on that say the Achilles heel of the radical left is the power grid. The power grid feeds everything that the cities need to survive. The cities are where the Democrats are based. These cities, they have to have inputs in order to function. They have to have fuel deliveries, electricity deliveries, food deliveries, and water piped in. In the case of Los Angeles, literally pumped over a mountain into L.A., and that these power grid substations and power grid infrastructure facilities, and I want to be clear, I'm not in any way advocating any kind of action or any kind of destruction of the power grid. I'm reporting to you what's being analyzed in this video of a possible civil war scenario. But in that scenario, it's pointed out by John Mark in this video that our national power grid was constructed at a time when no one ever thought that the power grid would be used or targeted in a civil war action, and thus the entire power grid nationwide is completely unprotected. And as it's said in this video, the substations can be taken down by long-range snipers, i.e. military-range snipers, with certain cartridges, you know, .338 Lapua Magnum or 50 cal or what have you. They can, from thousands of yards away, they can take down power substations that are completely undefended. And then using this principle of asymmetric warfare, they can plunge the liberal cities into absolute chaos. Now, many of these liberal cities like Los Angeles, San Francisco, Portland, and Seattle, and many others, Chicago, you know, they're already on the verge of collapse right now during the so-called good times in our economy. They are highly subject to systemic failures that could take place. And because of that, this asymmetric warfare could target them and take them down. Now, give me a word back here, guys. Make sure that we're still connected, because I'm seeing some issues. But okay, all right. So just continuing. I don't know if we're being, you know, interrupted because of what I'm saying here, because of this analysis. But the cities in California and other liberal strongholds are highly vulnerable to this. And this is why, for your safety, I want to urge you to get out of the west coast of California. Get out before this thing goes into a collapse scenario. And there's another reason that I'm going to bring to you in the next segment coming up in just a few minutes about the nuclear catastrophe that could happen due to the movement of tectonic plates in California and the San Andreas Fault. But I want you to understand, just to summarize that Civil War II analysis video, I want you to understand, if this goes to a civil war, the left loses. The left loses almost overnight, because all the firearms are in the hands of pro-America supporters. The former military, active duty military, and even law enforcement are all, in fact, or mostly on the side of America, on the side of protecting our borders, protecting our Constitution, and even defending our president. So the president himself, I believe, needs to invoke the Insurrection Act and take down the enemies of America. It's time for that to happen. And those enemies are becoming more bold, like Facebook, which is, of course, calling for, essentially endorsing, embracing extreme violence and the mass killing of certain named individuals like Paul Joseph Watson and Laura Loomer. And by the way, just as a side comedy note, isn't it interesting that Mark Zuckerberg, it came out in the news recently, Zuckerberg has commanded Facebook to go to extraordinary lengths to censor all comments on Facebook that characterize Mark Zuckerberg as an alien, which is, as I say, comedically, exactly what an alien would do, isn't it? Because who knows? I don't know what that guy is. I don't know if he's a cyborg. I don't know if he's an alien. I don't know if he's a demon. What I know is he's not human. That's for sure, because his agenda is not human. In fact, so much of the agenda that we're seeing right now is anti-human, all across the tech giants, all across the left-wing media, all across the institutions of science and medicine. And think about it, pesticides, the food industry, the food supply, politics, banking, finance, it's all anti-human. The anti-human agenda is in charge, and it is desperately trying to destroy humanity and destroy any person or any institution that speaks out to defend humanity, like Alex Jones, like InfoWars, and so on. If you defend humanity, you are targeted for destruction, because humanity has been slated for annihilation. That's their ultimate goal. I'll have the nuclear analysis straight ahead after we return from this coming break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Mike Adams.
All right, listen up, folks. I'm going to have to blaze through this pretty quickly because this is about the nuclear meltdown threat in California. An analysis that we did, I asked my team to look at the geolocations of the active and so-called decommissioned nuclear power plants in California that are still storing nuclear fuel on site, and then to overlay those geolocations with the San Andreas fault line. And for the producers, there's a map there in that article that you can show that shows this. So what we find is that this fault line, which of course runs sort of parallel to the west coast of California, the San Andreas fault line, is very close to 5 out of 6 of these nuclear power plants, not far away at all. And we've also overlaid that with a risk map showing the color-coded risk of severe earthquakes in the next 30 years, and you'll find that an astonishing number of these nuclear power plants in California were built in high-risk zones. Seems insane, doesn't it? Only one of them was built in a low-risk zone, and one of the power plants, the Humboldt plant, I believe, up near north of San Francisco, was built almost exactly on the San Andreas fault line. Another plant, the current active plant, the Diablo Canyon plant, was built on the ocean line, the coastline, right on the ocean. It uses ocean water for cooling, which mimics the situation of the Fukushima Daiichi power plants in Japan. Now, what this means is that California has a Fukushima type of scenario already set up and ready to be triggered. All it's going to take is one ocean earthquake, and that nuclear power plant will be inundated with a massive tidal wave, tsunami, you could say. I guess it's not a tidal wave. It's a earthquake-caused wave, not caused by moon's gravity, but let's call it a tsunami, that could swamp that nuclear power facility. And, in fact, there are underwater volcanoes, underwater earthquakes all throughout the Pacific, and an underwater caldera, kind of like Yellowstone, but it's located hundreds of miles to the west of the coast of Oregon. Any of these events could be set off at any time. We can't predict them as humans. Even our best scientists can't predict them. At any given time, an ocean wave could travel faster than the speed of sound and can inundate that Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant and cause a meltdown. Also, an earthquake could cause this as well. Now, a couple of things you need to know about this. Number one, the San Andreas fault line. What is it exactly? Well, you need to think about two continents colliding. The west coast that's west of the San Andreas fault line, that thin strip of land that encompasses, San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and others, that is part of really a different continent, you might say, a different tectonic plate, actually, that's moving to the north. Now, everything east of the San Andreas fault line is not moving to the north. It's moving slightly to the south, or you could say it's not moving at all because it's moving very little, relatively speaking. What this means is that there are going to be massive earthquakes because these continents, essentially, these plates, are shifting relative to each other on a known speed. And when you have a long period of no earthquakes, a very low frequency of earthquakes, what it means is that the tectonic plates are building up massive tension. A lot of energy is being built up, like pulling back a catapult locking mechanism, you know, and eventually that energy has to be released. So the longer that the earthquakes have been quiet, the bigger the release of energy when it's finally unleashed. You're going to have a massive slippage of the tectonic plates, and this is going to cause a very high intensity earthquake. The big one is what's concerned. That is the concern of people who are living in California and watching all of this, because a big one, i.e. a 9.0 on the Richter scale, which is 100 times larger than a 7.0, could destroy all these nuclear power facilities. And even the power facilities that are so-called decommissioned, many of them are actually in a state called safe store, which PG&E, the California Power Company, says that safe store stores the nuclear fuel on site in cooling pools, and then they cool this nuclear fuel for many, many years until one day they actually remove the nuclear fuel. But it's not clear which of these plants still have nuclear fuel stored on site. We know some of them do, but it's not clear which ones don't. And a 9.0 earthquake could collapse the containment pools, which is exactly what happened in Fukushima. It could collapse the containment structure, collapse the concrete buildings, and it could cause offline fuel to come into close contact because it's fissionable material, and it can reach criticality. So you can have meltdowns of nuclear fuel in offline nuclear power plants following an earthquake or a tsunami or some other natural event. Now then, when that happens, you have the release of radioisotopes, of course. You get strontium-90, you get cesium-137, you get various isotopes of plutonium and uranium. Some of those decay into americium and other elements, depending on the schedule of the half-lives. But cesium-137 has a half-life of about 30 years, which means that Southern California would be made uninhabitable by humans for about 300 years. Now, I know what you're thinking. You might be thinking, well, gosh, Los Angeles is barely habitable by humans right now. You know, you look at the feces on the streets of San Francisco. You look at the tent cities. You look at the collapse of California. But it's not radioactive yet. It could be made radioactive overnight because The geniuses in California built nuclear power plants right along the San Andreas fault line, which is about as insane and suicidal as building a nuclear power facility on the coastline of Japan in the Ring of Fire, where underground earthquakes and volcanoes and tsunamis are a regular occurrence. This is a situation we are all in. The sad news is that this isn't just a danger to California, it's a danger to all of North America. And yet people are living right there in California and thinking the government's taking care of them, thinking PG&E has this under control. Well, back in 2014, PG&E requested about $1 billion just to continue the decommissioning effort for one nuclear power plant there. I think that was the Humboldt plant. And they've scheduled the Diablo Canyon plant to be decommissioned in the year 2025, but that process might take a decade or longer and require billions of dollars. But guess what? In January of this year, PG&E declared bankruptcy, and the state of California is suffering an economic collapse as the taxpayers are fleeing the state, and the state promises to have free health care for illegal aliens and other handouts so that Democrats can stay in power and continue to destroy everything that they run. California will financially collapse. When it does, my question to you is, who will continue to cool the nuclear fuel rods at these multiple nuclear facilities that are subject to earthquakes and volcanoes and underground tsunamis, ocean tsunamis and underground under ocean caldera explosions and other types of phenomena like that? Who's going to pay the money? Who's going to have the proficiency to deal with this nuclear fuel? And the answer is nobody, because government is incompetent. Instead of fixing these problems, they will turn off the dosimeters. They will lie to you and say they have it under control. They'll call it clean, green energy while you're being killed with cesium-137 exposure. Because government is incompetent, and the California government is criminally incompetent. If you are living anywhere in California, you are living in a future hot radiation zone, a Mad Max collapse nuclear apocalypse scenario. You need to get out just to have any chance to survive at all. Now, there's more to the story. And it involves Chernobyl. Remember the nuclear disaster of 1986? Chernobyl went into a meltdown. The Russian government, Soviet Union at the time, because Ukraine was a republic of the Soviet Union, they hurriedly put a lot of concrete and they entombed that nuclear disaster in what was called a sarcophagus. Well, the lifetime of that thing, which had no foundation, was estimated to be only 25 to 30 years, and it started crumbling. So in 2007, European nations, led by a French engineering firm and funded by the United States, Japan, and others, decided to build a new covering over the Chernobyl power plant because the fuel there will threaten humanity for 24,000 years. Chernobyl's not over. So they spent a lot of money and over a decade building a new cover. It's an arched cover. It's there now. They completed this, I think, in 2017. But guess what? Because there's so much radiation in there, you can't maintain the steel beams that are constructing this arch. So you have to prevent corrosion, which is caused by humidity. So they are running right now, 24/7, they are running massive dehumidifiers to dehumidify the air to prevent that arch from corroding and collapsing and releasing hundreds of times the nuclear contamination of the Hiroshima bomb into the environment, because Chernobyl's not over. And this arch is only slated to last 100 years. And that's if they can keep the dehumidifiers running, which will stop if there's a financial collapse. Think about that. We are not out of the woods on any of this. Things are bad. Stay informed. Keep watching Infowars.com. Read NewsWars.com. Check out my website, NaturalNews.com. Thank you for joining today. Sorry I didn't have more time to explain more, but stay informed. This is Mike Adams here. Thanks for watching. Stay safe.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.